Baghdad, Iraq, today. 5 U.S. soldiers were killed after rockets hit their quarters in a U.S. base in southeastern Iraq. 5 more soldiers were wounded in the attack. In Syria, Iraq, Saturday night, 3 Katusha rockets hit U.S. Air Base Talil with no casualties reported. In Afghanistan, Sunday, a NATO helicopter crashes in coast, killing 2 people on board of undisclosed nationality. As usual, NATO denies any evidence of hostile action. However, according to Reuters, a Taliban spokesman says the helicopter was shot down, and witnesses reported seeing it catch fire in the air and belch black smoke before it crashed. Most NATO forces there are American soldiers. In Pakistan, Saturday, a U.S. drone strike in Pakistan's South Waziristan tribal region killed at least 7 people, officials reported Saturday. The U.S. shortly afterwards claimed to have killed al-Qaeda leader Ilyas Kashmiri, but it has since come out that some U.S. sources are skeptical it was really him. To Crete, Iraq, today. A suicide bomber blew himself up at the gates of Saddam Hussein's former palace, killing 11 members of the security forces and wounding 19. Golan Heights, Palestine, yesterday. The Washington Post confirms that Israeli soldiers shot and killed 22 protesters as Palestinian and Syrian protesters marking Naxa Day cut through barbed wire strung by Israel on the disputed border. Iraq, today. A 100-day so-called cooling-off period for Arab Spring protests in Iraq has expired, and there are forecasts that big protests could be coming to Iraq as soon as this Friday. The Mahdi Army has already held a mass march warning that if U.S. troops stay past the December 31st deadline to leave, the Mahdi Army will return to armed struggle in the battlefield. Mr. Barack Obama, Iraq had nothing to do with September 11th, and Osama bin Laden is dead. Despite this, American soldiers are still dying in both Iraq and Afghanistan. Now is the time to pull the plug, bring all the troops home, today.